is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the $1 billion valuation of
Balogun Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of
and Balogun Street.
The maximum I'll spend on fuel, so on throw, was 4,000.
On Balogun Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
So I get a lot of questions asking me, is it Balogun Abroad? No, it's Balogun and Broad. Balogun Street and Broad Street, because those two streets represent a lot of they represent both sides of different kinds of business, right? So the high-end business, the low-end businesses, the big businesses, the small businesses, that's what this segment tackles. This is the realest business show on radio. We talk about how the issues in the news affect businesses of all sizes and the people who work for these businesses. Will clearing agents go on strike over 15% NAC used car levy? The NAC used car levy. Will they go on strike because of that? And how will MTN's mobile banking license change business? These are two of the biggest business headlines this week. The Nigerian Customs Service has brought back the 15% National Automotive Council levy on imported used cars, while the CBN has finally given MTN the PSB license that they have been waiting for. And that brings me to our business hard fact for today. According to the National Bureau of Statistics, Nigeria spent 617.5 billion naira on used car imports last year. And because we have two stories, here's a second business hard fact. According to EFNA, 38 million Nigerians are completely excluded from the financial system. It's an important statistic because of this MTN news. Let me tell you why. We don't have any exact data on how many Nigerian adults don't have phones. But based on calculations by industry experts, the number seems to be between 8 and 20 million. So when you look at that, you'll realize that there is a big group of Nigerians who are currently unbanked, but they have a mobile phone. Now, they most likely do not have smartphones. They probably just have feature phones. But with channels like USSD, a GSM company could still offer them banking services. And that's one of the markets that it looks like MTN wants to address. And I'm wondering what you think the effects will be on the Nigerian business world and on the banking world. If you're a banker, I really want to hear from you. Bankers are always a bit nervous when there's like innovation in their space. So I'm really wondering how they feel about this new one. Last year, we talked a bit about the eNaira. That's the central bank's digital currency. One of the rationales that the CBN gave for the eNaira was that it would make it easier for unbanked Nigerians to start making and receiving electronic payments. This would also mean that more services could be marketed to them electronically. But the eNaira has struggled with adoption. I'm not sure the number of people who are using it right now, but the last time we spoke about it, it was really, really low. But there is an argument that mobile money from the GSM companies themselves will not have the same problem. People already have an MTN SIM or another GSM SIM. They already trust their GSM provider. They already use their USSD for different services. So the ability to do banking through their phone line is a simple addition for them. It's not a new thing. It's just adding one new thing. Now, one sector where analysts think that mobile money will make a big difference is agriculture, because most farmers live in rural areas, and in some parts of the country, the banks are still underrepresented in some villages. You have to really travel before you find an actual bank. So it makes it very hard to pay those farmers out there cashlessly for their produce. But most of those farmers have phones. So is that a big opportunity for mobile money? I really want to know what you think about this. And if you are in the industry, if that's your sector, I want to hear your thoughts. In what ways do you think mobile money will change the business world? 01465-7190 for women. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can share your thoughts with us as well on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We've got Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. We've also got Facebook, where we're streaming live, so you can share your thoughts on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name, sir?
Sandra Alaba.
Welcome, Alaba.
Yeah, Sandra, very quickly, I think this is going to help us a lot.
Okay.
But I want sincerity. I want sincerity from MTN. Okay. Are you getting my point?
Okay.
Sandra, you watch these days that a lot of people, you look about this app money that they borrow money.
Hmm.
You don't even know those people that are in charge of this thing.
Okay.
But now that we want to know that MTN is coming to Etna, you know, those people are the even rural area that have ever even seen bank before in their life. So, and then they use network to call, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they have opportunity to access this money.
Mm-hmm.
In sincerity, I just want some MTN.
What do you mean?
Yes, I won't lie to you now.
Mm.
You see sometimes, you just receive kind of SMS, unwanted SMS,
okay.
And they will deduct your money.
Okay.
Or they will just tell you, you have sent some code, which you never send anything. So if sincerity can come, and I want EFCC and Central Bank to have interest, because of Nigeria, we want to invest a lot in this.
Mm.
I would like to invest in kind of business,
okay.
Because we can take it to those people at the rural area.
Right.
Good evening. And God bless Nigeria.
Good evening. Thank you so much, Alaba, for calling us. Well, the CBN is involved here, and you know, when the CBN gets involved, it's serious regulation, so it gets a bit more difficult to do some of those things that Alaba is worried about. But we'll see. I mean, we'll stick around and we'll see. Our number is 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. You can also tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM. If you just joined the show, I told you that MTN has become one of those who will provide mobile money services to Nigerians. And I'm asking you how you think it's going to change the business world. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Yeah, so I'm asking, you know, if you think that's going to change the business world, especially when you think about the fact that 38 million Nigerians are completely excluded from the financial system. Now, I said this when I started the show. We don't know how many Nigerian adults do not have phones. But if you ask the industry experts, they will tell you that it's anywhere between 8 and 20 million. So you look at that and you're like, okay, that's a really big group of people who do not have bank accounts. Because for a lot of people, you have to have a phone number to have a bank account, right? Now, these people, even if they don't have smartphones, probably have those touchlight phones, right? But those touchlight phones still allow you to do things like USSD banking. GSM companies can still offer them banking services. And that's one of the markets that it looks like MTN wants to address. And I'm wondering what effects it will have on the business world and on the banking world. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello?
Hello, thanks for calling.
Madam Sandra, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, my name is Olatunde. I'm calling from
Welcome, Olatunde.
Thank you. Talking about MTN coming to this small banking area, I think it's a welcome development.
Okay.
It's a good one. But my only problem with MTN is that when it comes to giving back to the society, are you getting it now?
Okay.
That they are not doing enough. They are not doing enough. They are trying, though. I'm not saying they are not trying.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to say is that when it comes to giving back to us, are you getting it now? You try and do more. Then I think the CBN should try and properly regulate this operation, and the EFCC too should be aware of it. Then they should be wary of those at the National Assembly. Are you getting it now? By the time they hijack some of these things, then it becomes what is it called to the citizen. So they should look at the interest of the citizen and not the people of the other side now. Madam Sandra, you are doing great. God bless you.
Bless you as well. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you, sir? What's your name?
My name is Ayo. I'm calling from Ijani.
Ayo, what do you think about this move by MTN?
I need to ask questions, one or two questions.
Okay. I'm not MTN first spokeswoman, no, so don't ask me.
I won't ask you hard ones.
Okay.
Is it possible that, are you saying we can go to MTN offices in a situation where we need cash, and if I have money in my wallet, I can withdraw cash in MTN offices?
So that's not how mobile money works, but who knows? Maybe that could be a service they'll add down the line.
If they will do that, it will be of especially, listen, it is not those in the rural area. Here in Lagos, we have a long strength of community from Ukuku down to Agbara, no bank. Do you see how long the distance is? It's like saying from Ajah to CMS, no bank. I think you understand that one. Now, in between Okoko to Agbara, we have over 15 communities. 15 different communities. It's a very long stretch of journey that you can... No banks. It's either you go to Okoko. If you are living in between these houses, it's either you go to Okoko or you go to Agbara to get your money banked or withdraw. Now, if it is a situation where MTN offices will now provide those services banks can provide, that means in between those houses, anywhere we find the MTN office, we will just go.
Oh, no.
Transaction.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling. The network bleeped out there for a second, but I think we get the gist of what you're talking about. He's saying that in cities, even here in Lagos, or in communities here in Lagos, it's still a problem having people be banked. Ochuko is on the line. Hi, Ochuko. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Okay, what I wanted to say is it's still about MTN. I feel like we're having misplaced priorities in this country right now.
Okay.
Our data tariffs are too high. This new mobile number thing is not really relevant for Nigerians right now. Things are hard in the economy. If MTN wants to be proud of something they are doing, they should reduce data tariffs. It's not this terrible in other countries. And we're supposed to be developing and advancing. It's hard for the average person to afford internet access. Okay. They should focus on things that are really relevant to Nigerians' lifestyle and not things that are not going to really improve our quality of living.
Okay. I'm struggling to understand how mobile money will not improve our quality of living, though.
We already have access to a lot of ways to access banking.
No, you do. You do, because you're in the city. A lot of people, you just had the caller before you who said that for a lot of people, access to banking is still very difficult, even here in Lagos.
Okay.
Ochuko, thank you very much for calling. Let me come back to you, 99.3.
Hello.
Hello, thanks for calling.
Good day.
Good day.
Okay, I think my name is Mike.
Mike, welcome.
Okay. The major thing for them to do, it would be, it's a nice idea though, but there will be a trust issue. Because presently, as we are, the bank... I'm not sure a lot of people actually trust them again.
The bank?
For one, yes, the bank. Okay. So working with MTN is going to also increase the level of distrust in the system.
Okay.
So I don't trust them. I don't believe that if there's an alternative, a lot of people would have withdrawn money from the bank.
Okay.
Their services are terrible. There's no integrity. Let me give you a typical example.
Okay.
I used ATM card and on another machine.
Mm-hmm.
I was debited for almost more than two years now.
Okay.
I was debited. The money was not. I didn't receive the money.
Okay.
And up till now, I've been to the bank. They promised to send the footage because I demanded to see the footage of that. They promised to send it. Up till now, they've not sent it, but they told me they've sent it.
What bank is that?
Sterling Bank.
Sterling. Okay.
Yes, they told me they've sent it severally. I'm talking about more than, it's almost getting to 3 years now, and I've been on that case, you know. So when you have the proliferation of that, money or whatever, they'll do worse, you know, especially people who are not enlightened, you know. There are deductions they make, you know. The whole system is just terrible. Nobody's even checking them. Reported to CBN, nothing has happened, you know. They, as if nobody cares. Nobody monitors anyone. So you can do whatever you like. If you go online and see the complaints on all the banks, watch their platform, you see the complaints made by people. Deduction, unaccounted for, the terrible system. So they need to sanitize that first before they think of doing anything.
Mobile banking.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike, for calling. So a concern that a number of people have shared so far, that while this may be a step in the right direction, they're worried about, quality control. That's I think a neat way to sum up some of the concerns that some of you have raised as you have called. But I want to hear more thoughts. I want to hear more opinions. What messages do we have on WhatsApp?
Umoran from Agege. He says, "Hello, Sandra. Three big banks in the Fugaz were supposed to address this. Over 20 million unbanked since 2020, but they have just been sluggish about the whole process. MTN is going into the financial service because of access to data. I told one of my friends that many companies who have access to personal data of people will drive into the financial service in the next 5 to 10 years. This is a threat to national security. If this is a serious country, Indian banned any Chinese data companies for security concern due to access to data of its citizens and the nation."
Okay, all right. Okay, that's an interesting thought. That's an interesting comment. Thank you for sharing it. We have a few more.
Yes, this is saying, "Good evening, Sandra. Most people don't really know the function of banks. The major function of is creation of credits for deposits made by household. MTN is a communication industry, and banking is a different industry with seriously regulations from the central bank and SEC. How are deposits going to be made with MTN SIM? Believe me, you, majority of Nigerians, they are trying to capture and not making savings, just withdrawing. I don't think this is a nice idea. Most banks already over this same service collaborating with telecommunication industry, and they are having problems." Austin from University of Economics.
All right. Austin from University of where?
Economics, Bratislava.
Okay. Where is Bratislava? Thank you so much for calling, for sending your message in. We appreciate it. Very interesting thoughts, very diverse opinions. I quite like what I'm hearing this evening. It's a lot to think about. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name, sir?
Yeah, this is Clinton from Adawa Estate.
Welcome, Clinton. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a welcome idea.
Okay.
A very good one.
Okay.
Because of the people that are living in a rural area. You know, it's a record one, a very good one at that.
Okay.
But my problem is, like, we have already on ground, once your phone is stolen, and the fraudsters, they are able to make away with your money, with your SIM that you use in receiving alerts. So how will it be with this same MTN? Because most, like, I use MTN.
Okay.
And this phone that I'm calling you with is the line that I use in receiving my alerts.
Okay.
And if this phone gets stolen, my money will be withdrawn by fraudsters. So if I use this same phone in registering the MTN mobile bank and this phone is stolen, that means they can easily make away with my money. That is my concern.
That's your concern. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for calling. You know, I mean, what we could do is have someone from MTN coming and explain how this would work. You know, so that you hear how it is and you see how it's going to work. Because these are real concerns. These are valid concerns that you are sharing on the show. And the only people who can give you answers to those questions are MTN, really. let's read that comment.
Alaba Alakbe, he just called. He said, Sandra, I wanted to add this to my thought when I called. Look, if Central Bank and EFCC can do check and balances for this MTN new policy, thousands of Nigerians will still have jobs through this new policy. But in sincerity, it's what will make it work fine.
Okay. I don't know what he means by that. But thank you very much for your message. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hi, President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
My name is Anonymous.
Anonymous, welcome. Go ahead.
So I think a couple of your callers do not understand what's happening here. So maybe you need to get like a professional to explain.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going on is MTN just got a license to be a payment service bank.
Yeah.
A payment service bank is, you know what they say, innovation is the mother of invention, mm-hmm. or mother of necessity.
Mm-hmm.
Nigerian is almost like the last to approach this kind of market. It's already on in some countries like India, Kenya, and the likes. You know, so what they are supposed to do is operate as a bank or a digital bank and use the backing of their telcos, which is wallets, to reach the unbanked.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all in the bid to bridge financial inclusion. You understand? So they are going to leverage on their customer base. Typically, normal banks probably have 10 to 15 million customers, but you see, we have more than 40, 50 million phone subscribers per network. So it is not just MTN that is going through, that is doing this. There are other telcos that also got licenses last year or so, Airtel, and all of them.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the issue now is just like every other fintech out there coming to say that financial inclusion, we're going to get their own bank, and they eventually just settle for the rest of us that already have accounts.
Yeah.
You know, how will the regulators ensure that they go into the bush, into the forest, to ensure that those people that are really unbanked, like if you hear the cry of that guy who called in Agbara, those are the kind of problems that this is supposed to solve.
Go
to where commercial banks cannot reach.
That's right.
And do transactions, you know. And if you also notice, the fallout of this is also, if you look around, you see POS agents here and there. A lot of areas don't even have ATMs, and all of these POS agents, agency banking, have come to bridge that gap.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a need in the financial
ecosystem, yeah,
that needs to be closed. So maybe when a professional comes to speak elaborately on this, mm-hmm. more people will have more idea, instead of somebody talking about recharge card and credit that they're not giving them.
All right, so, thanks for calling. Oh, sorry about that. I thought you were done. But thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. All right, we'll take a break, a very quick one. When we come back, we'll keep talking.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is Balogun and Broad. It's still the realest business show on radio. We talk about how issues in the news affect businesses of all sizes and the people who work for them. And I'm still asking you these two questions today. Will clearing agents go on strike over the 15% NAC used car levy? And how will MTN's mobile banking license change business? So this mobile money thing, and thank you, by the way, to that guest who called in anonymously to share insights. You know, it's essentially like a wallet. A lot of you already have these wallets on your phones, right? So it's an electronic wallet, and it allows you store money, it allows you send and receive money, it allows you make payments, it allows you do a number of other transactions simply by using your mobile phone as is, you know. Someone called in earlier on to ask me, oh, well, can we withdraw money? Does it mean we cannot go to an MTN office? You can't go to an MTN office, but they can, of course, have, what's the word I'm looking for, authorized agents. They can have mobile money agents, kind of like the POS agents, and you can go to them and withdraw cash from those people. So you can send money to other MTN phone users. You can send money to other people on other networks. You can receive and store money in your wallet. And then, of course, you can use it to pay bills, use it to top up your airtime, buy and pay for insurance. You can pay employee salaries, airline tickets, school fees, other goods and services. So it really is something that could be beneficial to a lot of businesses, big and small. They're already doing this. MTN is already doing this in countries like Benin and Ghana and Ivory Coast. I think Liberia as well, Rwanda, Uganda, I think Zambia and Republic of Guinea as well. These are some of the places where MTN mobile users are currently able to use the MTN mobile money. So that was what we talked about, you know, in the first half of Balogun Abroad before the break. Now let's talk about clearing cars. I'm asking if clearing agents will go on strike over the 15% NAC used car levy. NAC is the, what's it called now? National Automotive Council levy on imported used cars. The Nigerian Customs Service has brought back that 15%, and CBN has finally given MTN the PSB license that they've been waiting for, right? But that's for the NTM story. But we've moved on now. Now, technically, this... what's the word? This National Automotive Council levy is not new. It was in place before, but it got scrapped. And now it's back. Customs Service announced that both new and used cars will attract an import duty of 20%. This is down from the previous import duty of 35%. So there's a 15% drop, which I'm sure the agents are happy about. But Customs has now added a new charge, the National Automotive Council levy. It's a 15% levy for used cars and 20% levy for unused cars. And clearing agents are angry. They're threatening to go on strike. If you're a clearing agent listening to the show, I actually want to hear from you. We heard from the chairman of the National Council of Managing Directors of Licensed Customs Agents, Ports and Terminal Multipurpose Limited Chapter. His name is Abayomi Duile. And Abayomi said, quote, as I speak to you now, the NCS has reintroduced the NAC levy, which is a 15% payment on used imported vehicles. That is a major issue. It means an additional 15% on the duty that we are paying currently. I was surprised the service was coming up with a levy in the second quarter of this year. We will meet tomorrow, and when we do, we'll make our views known to the government. What we have in Nigeria are assembly plants. It is not as if we produce any vehicles completely in Nigeria. I am surprised now that towards the second quarter of 2022, the customs is coming back again with the NAC levy. If nothing happens, we'll stop work the day after. Why should the NAC levy be on used vehicles? I don't know why they are coming up with the NAC levy again now. The customs did not inform us, so we've been advised to stop the process of duty payment until this is sorted out. This is everywhere for now, and anywhere you are clearing used vehicles, you will face the same problem. If this is not reversed, we are protesting and may control soon. End quote. Those are the words of the chairman of the National Council of Managing Directors of Licensed Custom Agents, Ports and Terminal Multipurpose Limited Chapter. Whew. And I want to hear from industry people here, because again, this is not my industry. So, you know, you guys, and thank God we're in Lagos, and I know that a lot of people who work at the ports listen to the show. If you're an importer, if you are a clearing agent, if you are a customs officer, I want to know your opinion on the reintroduced NAC levy. I want to know what you think about this distinction between new and used cars for the NAC levy. Because the argument from the agent is that only new cars should attract the levy, because the National Automotive Council is supposed to be using the money to improve Nigeria's capacity to manufacture cars. The argument is that new imported cars are direct competition for made in Nigeria cars, not used imported cars. In fact, when Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala removed the NAC levy as finance minister, she said that it was because it was counterproductive. But the customs has said that the reintroduction is in line with the new ECOWAS guidelines on tariffs. What do you think? 0700-993-993-993. Tell me what you think, especially if this is your industry. If this is your line of work, tell me what you think. Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Now, before I take your calls, I've got an announcement to share with you. Yes?
Want to learn to become a business growth expert for free? Agro Rhythm recently launched Africa's first Growth Talent Accelerator Program, GTAP, in partnership with Digital Africa. Grow staff in tech startup and youth seeking to learn growth, then get placed into tech jobs, are encouraged to apply for a Talent for Startup Scholarship to attend GTAP for free. Applications close on Friday. Visit ALGROWITHM.com to apply.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, let's come to the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra Ezekwesili.
Good afternoon, is that MI from Akoka?
Yes, MI from Akoka.
MI, tell me you're a clearing agent.
I'm into this and that. Like, I'm into this and that. But on the first day, shout out to that very intelligent listener. He has made a lot of my points. It's unfortunately, like I said, he literally has weaponized, so you cannot even grab the bigger picture. But let's leave that aside.
Okay.
About this one, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying not to be political, but when government says ease of doing business, I always like, Do we do follow-up questions? What does it mean by ease of doing business?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Okay.
What is the purchasing power of the Nigerian economy? Talk about the elite. Not forget about this, you know, Forbes list that are making, one or two are making billions. What is the purchasing power? What are the drivers of the economy?
Okay.
Standard Junior is so bad in customs now that they vandalize your vehicle, they're importing it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard it.
Yeah, I've heard.
You have to pay somebody not to vandalize the vehicle.
We've talked about
after you have paid this tax that they want to introduce. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay boys in this custom. I'm not making that. See, I don't come to make a careless accusation. Right. This was going on standard.
Yeah, we've talked about it here on Hard Facts several times.
Was the one? Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, how low is low for this government? What is the ease of doing business?
Mm.
And the average man. So when you jack up these prices, who are you going to buy? See, the person that as unemployment has gone down, you know. So, I mean, let's it's just sad because maybe that's why I just wonder, like, is somebody not thinking? Okay, pretend.
Oh no! Call back if you can. Am I 99.3? Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
My name is Dambaba.
Dambaba, welcome. Are you a clearing agent?
No, but I check.
Okay, tell me more.
Did you say they've increased the custom duty or whatever by 15%?
15%. There's now, they've brought back the NAC levy, 15% now.
I think what the government don't know is that when you increase foreign one, the tax or whatever, it affects the Nigerian used one. Because I do buy Nigerian used car and sell. So what they do is that when you are buying a particular brand of car, Tukumbo, for like, let's say, 2.2 to 2.3 million, and then somebody sees the one that is close to Tukumbo, which he can even buy it for 2 million. I understand what I'm trying to explain to you.
Okay.
They can buy it for 2 million just to gain some amount of money. So people that sell car now, what they do is they dive into that, they're buying what they call few money and put money. So why are you stressing those people that just, you know, import a loan? I think they should charge for what they call Nigeria used it as well.
Do you understand my point?
Okay.
Because what the people who push Tukumbo to Nigeria, Tukumbo car to Nigeria go through, it is not easy.
Mm.
I try it, even resort to a police issue with me and the guy that I gave some money. And he told me that it's not easy. I thought it was a joke. When I try it myself, I say, no, I cannot go into this type of business. I think what Nigerian government needs to do is to find a way to assist people that do business as well. It's not every time you want to tax. It's not done anywhere. You know, by all these tax, what do you expect the people to gain? Maybe when you say that people think, oh, there are a lot of gain in it. They are not. So what the people, especially people who bought this Tukumbo, go through. My sister, if you give me 10 million, I will not do that business. I rather buy Nigeria use. And sell it back. And importing all this one, that custom will be this. A problem is too. Even when you say where you put it outside, they don't mind to come there and tow it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Ikenna is in Ibafo. Ikenna, are you a clearing agent?
No, I'm not.
Okay, but good to have you on the show.
I'm in that line.
You're in that line. What do you think about this reintroduction of NAC levy?
What I think is, what this levy will do is to just quietly push we the middlemen out of the business. You know, the middlemen is saying that we stand as middlemen for those who wants to get new cars, right?
Mm.
So by the time the importers get, I do all this at the end of the when they put in, when they add all the things that need to add in order to get their own and profit from the business, it means we, the middlemen, will not have access to the business again, as those who would want to buy, who want to come to us, would rather go straight to the, they would take the risk to go straight to the importer to buy from them. You understand? So this is not helping. It's not helping matter that. So it's making everything difficult for us. You understand? So that's the point I'm trying to make. And I just don't know what else the government wants us to do. Honestly.
I feel your pain, Ikenna, but thank you so much for calling us. Let's see what happens after the meeting between your industry leaders and the government. We'll see if they actually go ahead and go on that strike or if the meeting will yield results. We've got messages on WhatsApp, yes?
Yes, from Umoren. He says, hello, Sandra, again. I am looking at these new levies from two angles. Buhari and the customs are trying to raise more revenue in servicing the high debt profile.
Hmm.
More so, the more money the general raises, the more he is hailed. So, to an extent, it is justifiable as the nation needs more money to run the country.
Hmm.
Secondly, the president pledged to commit to the COP26 last year, and these vehicles are carbon emitting vehicles damaging the environment. So I think Mr. Buhari may carelessly be showing seriousness, but he is also unconcerned with other sectors, flaring gases and worst of all, damaging businesses at the border. My thought is this policy is damaging all around.
Okay, all right. Do we have more messages on WhatsApp? Okay. Let's come back to the phone lines. We'll take one call and then we'll tell you a little something from UNICEF. 99.3, good to have you on the show. Hello?
Yeah, Sandra, good evening.
Good evening. What do you think about this policy?
Yeah, Sandra, sorry, I'm a claim agent.
Oh, fantastic.
At the border. I've been listening to you, but I've been trying to get across to you.
Hmm.
Anyway, my name is Izuna by name.
Izuna, welcome.
Sandra, it's a pity.
Okay.
How can Buhari bring somebody from army to come and be a controller general of Nigeria Customs Service? Before they close border, you were asking somebody the other day that you thought that the border has been open.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra, nothing is happening there because of this high tariff. The goods that we used to clear at the 1.5 million before they close border, now Sandra is 8 million naira.
Wow.
I am telling you nothing but the truth.
Wow.
The goods that we used to clear, each container, 1.5, highest 2 million, now is 8 million naira.
Why?
I don't know that the federal government gave them target of 4 trillion that he must surely provide it for federal government. So which fully who? So you now tax us for you to now please the federal government. It's quite unfortunate. We should be ready for it, okay, now how can someone buy motor at the US, everything expenses, you bring it down to Nigeria here, maybe at the cost of $2,000. Maybe if you want to not clear it, you now use $2,000 again to clear it. Eh? So does it make any sense? This country, I don't really know, Sandra. I don't really know. They are not helping us at all. Nothing is happening at the border. You are asking somebody. Nothing is happening there. There's no work. They've not even opened the border. It's only Dangote that is coming from Togo, Ghana. It's only Dangote that is working there. Nothing is happening.
But the federal government announced that they've reopened the border.
Sandra, you can come and do your investigation. Come and confirm from, you know, by us. I've been working there since 1999. I'm even a trailer owner.
Mm.
Okay, now I bought my trailer here since they closed border. But no work. Okay, now I brought my trucks here to be carrying goods from here to Ghana.
Mm.
Sorry, let me be working within Lagos. Mm. Once your trailer got spoiled, that's why we come and tow it. Then they will take it to the office at Oshodi.
Mm.
You pay 500,000 naira. How much did you charge for the works? Okay, now started going from there here to Ghana. What's your motor break down at the Cotonou? The agenda will never near your motor. They will never. They will come and be assisting you and be sympathizing with you. Maybe at the end of the day, if you have something to give them, you give them. If you don't have, there's no problem. They will tell you, there's no problem. There's no problem. They will tell you to go. But Nigeria, what's your trailer? Just break down. Last month will just come from nowhere. Even at the midnight, they'll come and tow your destiny away. Then they'll take you to Oshodi. Then from 500,000 naira, you now encouraging us. I have to start with some of my boys, you know, that are working with me. How can I be? I drop out at SS2.
Oh, sorry about that, Izuna, but thank you so much for calling. I quite enjoyed this phone call, but these are stories, the MTN story and this clearing vehicle story, stories that I'm really interested in and stories that we'll touch base on again next week Wednesday on Balogun and Broad. I hopefully will have clearing agents in the studio with me. If you're a clearing agent and you want to be in the studio with me, let me know. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.